You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, what's it like attending a massive stadium gig when you're blind or partially sighted? Katrina Thompson from RNIB recently attended a pink show at Hampden Stadium and is here to tell us all about it. Katrina, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So before we get into all the accessibility of it all, did you have a wonderful time watching Pink at Hampden?
Yes, I did. She was absolutely incredible, honestly. Keep dreaming about it still. So yeah, really good time.
Can you tell us a wee bit about your sight loss, please?
I am partially sighted. I was born in 6 months later. I developed something called retinoblastoma, which is cancer of the eyes. That was treated with radiotherapy, which left me with quite severe cataract. They were then removed, and technology being how technology was like 30 odd years ago, they weren't able to put a functioning lens back in my eye. That's where I'm at. So my eye is just kind of don't zoom in and out on things, basically. And I'm also photophobic as well, so my eyes are quite sensitive to light.
So when you're going to a gig like this, what does the accessibility process look like? You, does it start with tickets, or does it start in the run-up to the event?
The first thing is making sure that I've got someone that I know I can go with. I think I need that little bit of support in terms of like getting to my seat, getting to the venue, just giving me that little bit of, yeah, I know I'm not by myself here and I'm not going to have lots of anxiety around it. The second thing then, obviously, is getting the tickets for the gig. Luckily, I'm quite good with technology. I'm able to kind of book tickets online through Ticketmaster. They have now a process where you can send your evidence of your disability in. So whether that is like your certificate of visual impairment or the likes of your blue badge, those sort of things, that's then stored on Ticketmaster. So when you go on to buy your tickets for whatever concert you want to go to, there's a drop down that has your accessibility there. So now you can buy accessible tickets online for most venues. Once that's done, for me, normally once I've got my companion there, I'm normally quite good to go because they take a lot of the getting there kind of stress away from me.
Now, there was also AD being used at this gig as well. Can you give us a bit of a flavour as to what that was like and how it kind of weaved in and out of Pink set?
For those who don't know, AD is audio description. You might have heard about it on like TV programmes where they kind of describe those things that you would visually see. So they've now started doing this more often at like theatre shows or museum exhibitions. And I had no idea, but they actually do it at concerts as well. The audio description itself, Hampden again were brilliant. So we had booked tickets in the sort of general admission area, if you like, so it wasn't disability specific. They had contacted me on the week running up to the concert to say, we've moved your seats to a more accessible area, which has got a straight on view of the stage for you, and you'll be able to access all your accessible needs from there. So that was like, oh, great. Okay. We had a little bit of an issue finding where we were seated because a lot of the staff members hadn't heard of the area before. So we're like, okay, eventually found it. And we actually had our own sort of private box, which was amazing. I was using it as our own private dance floor, so I could, you know, dance along the whole time. And we were given headsets for the audio description. We got to meet Mike and Caroline, who did the audio description throughout the concert. The headset basically was a pair of headphones and a little sort of what looked like a battery pack with an aerial on it. And that's where we were getting all the audio description through. So what they did is kind of had a chat with us beforehand to see what sort of things that we would have needed to make the show better for us. They took what we said on board. So for me, it was just picking up on any of the little visual things, like throwing a stick into the crowd, for example, a drumstick into the crowd. I wouldn't have noticed that, but the audio description team described that to us. They would try and use breaks in any of the songs to describe maybe costumes, where they were on the stage, and who was on the stage at that point, without, you know, overshadowing the overall effect of the concert and talking over the music. Pink is a very visual performer. She loves to jump on a trapeze, trampolines, run about the stage. So it was great to have the audio description there to kind of describe what was going on at those times. So it was really helpful, and it just emphasised the experience, really.
And finally for you, Katrina, would you recommend a show like this to blind or partially sighted people?
Absolutely. I think why should anyone with a vision impairment miss out on something that they want to do, especially a concert, you know, knowing what accessibility is out there so that you could go on, along and have a better experience, I think makes all the difference. I think audio description can be very individual and can get what you can get from it, but still enjoy the atmosphere of the concert as well. So no, I would absolutely recommend.
Fantastic stuff. Well, RNIB's Katrina Thompson, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.